Well, welcome back to the Interior Design Experience, a podcast where we explore the intersection of interior design, wellness, and self-discovery. Today, I wanted to share my thoughts on making a house a home and the role that mindfulness can play to achieve this. I am your host, Joy Nan Rodea, owner of Spaces Design Studio and founder of course, Interior Design Academy, a certificate course in interior design that nourishes design enthusiasts and aspiring designers' dreams with my teachings at how to design spaces that nourish one's mind, body, and spirit and run a successful design business. So mindfulness entails being fully present and engaged in the current moment, anchoring ourselves in the present rather than being consumed by thoughts of the past or future. It also involves being aware of our thoughts and emotions without becoming entangled in them, letting go of distractions and judgments. So while we often overlook the simple things in life, mindfulness encourages us to appreciate the present moment, including the aspects of our home environment that we may typically take for granted. So the layout, the ambience, and the decor of our homes can significantly contribute to our overall sense of well-being and complement the mindfulness practice. You know, our homes always serve us as more than just a statement to visitors. They profoundly influence our mood and emotions. So each person's vision of what a beautiful home can be differs, underscoring the importance of feeling confident and content with our design choices. So rather than striving for perfection in an imperfect world, mindfulness reminds us to prioritize what truly matters in life. With some level of control over our home surroundings, we have that opportunity to curate a space that brings us genuine happiness and peace. So this doesn't necessitate following trends or adhering to societal standards. Rather, it does involve identifying our needs and also creating a soothing environment that fosters safety, tranquility, and of course, cherished moments. So even small changes such as a fresh coat of paint or upcycled furniture can yield you significant transformations, turning a mundane room into a place of positivity and productivity. So take, for instance, the humble rug, an intentional choice that not only grounds a space, but also adds warmth and serves as a focal point for further design elements. So rather than succumbing to external pressures or rushing through design decisions, mindfulness invites us to consider how each element contributes to our overall sensory experience and well-being. So if we reflect on what brings us joy within our living spaces and make some deliberate adjustments, we can cultivate contentment and harmony in our environment. So it is through mindful awareness that we become attuned to the subtle nuances that please our senses and actually enrich our daily lives. So what transforms a mere house into a cherished home? So while a house provides shelter, it's the emotional connection that truly makes it a home, a sanctuary where we can retreat from the world and absolutely find solace. So selecting a house or an apartment is often a practical decision based on factors like location, cost and size, But turning that space into a home does require a deeper understanding of what brings us comfort and joy. So our ideal home environment varies, obviously, from person to person. Some may find solace in vibrant colors, while others prefer soothing neutrals. Some may crave peace and quiet, while others thrive in the company of friends and music. So the feeling of home, you know, it obviously can't be purchased. It arises from our relationship with our surroundings and our ability to cultivate a space that resonates with our true selves. Now, even in our living spaces, if they fall short of perfection, we could still shape it to reflect our individuality and create a sense of belonging. So mindfulness plays a very key role in this process, and it encourages us to be present in each moment and tune into our emotional responses to our surroundings. But by observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, we can identify what truly matters to us and make intentional choices that actually align with our values and our priorities. So whether it's rearranging furniture, perhaps adding some personal touches, or simply just spending quality time with loved ones, our home is that canvas for self-expression and a reflection of who we are and what we hold dear. And of course, as we evolve and our lives change, so does our relationship with our homes. So we want to try and embrace the fluidity, and embracing change also can breathe new life into our living spaces and also foster a sense of growth and renewal. So ultimately, what makes a home right for us is not just the objects within it, but the moments we share and the memories we create. It's a place where we can find peace, joy, and a sense of belonging, a haven that nurtures our emotional well-being and allows us to be our true self. So I want you to write down on a piece of paper what words pop into your head when you think of the word mindful or mindfulness. Is it a specific activity? Is it a feeling? Is it a specific object that you may have or may want? And I want you to keep this paper as reference, as this will act as your inspiration when you plan your space. So I've narrowed down to about 5 tips to add mindfulness to your space. The first one is the space as a whole. You want to prioritize open spaces without distractions, basing them on a minimalist style, which helps us keep only the essentials. Natural, soft, and dim lighting must be present. Second is colors and textures. Earthy tones like ochre and soft colors must take priority in your color palette. And I think that's important because it should leave stridency to one side and look to connect with the medium through touch, which also leads us to the third point, which is natural materials, like natural fabrics, plants, materials with nothing added, such as wood, clay, stone. These all help to strengthen the living space and making it part of a whole. You also want to escape from time. You want to have your spaces facilitate introspection. So we should remove clocks maybe from all spaces in which they are not necessary, and especially in the kitchen. And this will be a way to encourage deliberate actions. And the fifth one is to try and disconnect from technology, and I know how difficult that can be, even through automation and gadgets. You know, they do make our lives simpler, but sometimes this hyper-connectivity can make us incapable of finding tranquility. So having minimal technology surrounding us and having them concentrated in specific areas, I would highly recommend. So today, as usual, I'm going to leave you with a quote. And today's quote is, if you want a golden rule that fits everything, this is it. Have nothing in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful, by William Morris. So thanks so much for joining me today on the Interior Design Experience, and I hope this episode will bring you more mindfulness into your life and at home. I also will leave you some helpful links on this episode, and some of my newest blogs are up on the blog. We also have our Introduction to Interior Design workshop online, and that will be opening on May 15th. And also we have our teen summer camp starting in June, and there'll be a summer camp each month, June, July, and August. We have limited spaces left, and our deadline will be in 2 weeks. So have a beautiful, intentional day, and until next time.